One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Bactine, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide, another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Fanny, Henry, and Elwood in the library at the family home.
I know I wasn't expected till later, Mr. Barber, but I want to talk to Teddy. Something kind of important has come up.
Boy, we're glad to see you, Elwood.
Yes, Elwood. Stay and have potluck with us.
Well, I hate to barge in. Always seem to arrive everywhere a little ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, once you try Bactine, we know you'll agree it's the handiest bottle in the house. Yes, Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, the new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, is winning new laurels every day. You use it when the children cut or scratch themselves, when Dad nicks himself shaving, when hot grease splatters you in the kitchen. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle from your druggist today. There is nothing exactly like Bactine. Chapter 19, Book 78. There's the smell of wood smoke in the air this evening here in Seacliff, San Francisco. It's almost dinner time now, and coming briskly along the street, headed for the Barber family home, is Elwood Giddings, Teddy Barber's fiancé, early again. He wasn't expected until after dinner, but there he is, ringing the front doorbell now, and Henry Barber leaves his cozy fire in the library to answer the door.
Elwood! Well, good evening.
Hello, Mr. Barber.
Come in. Chill in the air, eh? Here, let me take your seat.
No, I'll keep my... I want to talk to Teddy for a moment. Is she home yet?
Just got in from the hospital. She's upstairs. Come along. Mrs. Barber's in the library. Fanny! Oh, Fanny! Elwood's here.
Elwood?
Well, I know I wasn't expected till later, Mrs. Barber. I wanted to see Teddy for a moment. Something kind of important has come up. I'm sorry to intrude.
Well, happy to see you anytime, Elwood, eh, Fanny?
Of course. Please sit down. Teddy said you were going to a movie this evening. Why don't you stay and take potluck with us?
Oh, no. I thought I'd go over to a drugstore, come back a little later. I just felt I had to see Teddy for a second as soon as I could.
I'll go and tell her you're here, Elwood.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hate to have you climb all those stairs, Mrs. Barber. I'll be glad to run up.
No, I'll tell her.
Henry.
Yes, Henry?
Clifford's in his room. Let him run up to the third floor.
All right, Henry.
Gosh, I always seem to cause a lot of trouble.
Oh, not a bit. I'm glad to see you. Doesn't that wood fire smell good on a day like this, eh? Eucalyptus. Makes the fragrant blaze on a crisp fall day. Sit down. I'm glad you dropped by.
Well, thanks. Ah, oh, this fine old room. Yeah, I told Teddy the other day it's my ambition someday to have a home as warm and inviting as this one. Of course, I've been trying to convince Teddy that it won't be any time till we can modernize that house we bought.
You'll have great fun fixing it up once you get at it. I drew Teddy a sketch the other evening to show what could be done with a little garden and that old picket fence.
Was she interested?
Yes, indeed.
I don't think she realizes quite... Mrs. Barber.
Teddy will be right down, Elwood. She had a very hard day at the hospital.
Oh, that's too bad.
She's almost too tired to go to the movies, I'm afraid. You stay and have dinner with us.
Oh, I don't like to impose again. I know you didn't plan...
Nonsense, delighted. Yes, sir. Take a coat, sir.
No. I'll just put it here over a chair. I really didn't plan to stay. See, I came across an item in the afternoon paper. Did you know your family minister, Dr. MacArthur? Well, he's going to Cleveland next Sunday to attend an ecclesiastical convention.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. He'd be away a month.
A month? Oh.
Yes, sir. I thought as long as Teddy and I have our wedding license and everything, I'd have to see if we couldn't...
Elwood.
Oh, Teddy. Here, sit down. Gosh, you do look tired.
I am a little... I've been in surgery since 7:30 this morning.
I'm sorry to get here before you had a chance to rest, but something came up this afternoon. I had to make a hurry-up decision for us.
Oh? What was that? If you two will excuse us, Henry and I have several things we have to do. Come on, Henry.
Oh, now, here I am running out of your own library with that nice fire and all.
Henry.
Yes, Henry. Please excuse me. What time are we having dinner, Henry?
About half an hour. We're expecting you now, Elwood.
Well, thank you very much. Well... Certainly nice of him to ask me. I'm just going to pop in now.
Elwood, what decision did you have to make?
Oh, well, about our wedding date, Teddy.
I beg your pardon?
I tried to call you at the hospital, but they said you were in surgery both times. So I went over to see Dr. MacArthur myself. I didn't think you'd mind.
You went over to see him yourself? Why?
Well, we got our marriage license, and now, here I go, starting in the middle again. Well, Dr. MacArthur is going to be away for a month, and I know it's important to the barbers to always have him for weddings and baptisms and things, so when I saw it in the paper, that he was leaving Sunday, well, I thought I'd better check and see if he had a lot of other engagements this week. Good thing I did, too. Got two weddings and a funeral. The only afternoon he's got open is day after tomorrow. So I told him to hold it till I could talk to you.
You mean we're to be married day after tomorrow and you've made arrangements, Elvis?
Tentatively, yes. I didn't talk to Mr. and Mrs. Barber about it, but I'm sure it'll be all right with them. It's a nice day. We could be married in the garden. I know they want the wedding here. They said so.
I can't quite believe you've done this, Elvis.
Well, it isn't final, Teddy. But we don't want to wait another month, do we? See, now that we've got a house to live in, you're stationed here, I got a new practice to build up. Well, what's to stop us?
Elwood, why do you keep pushing me?
I'm not trying to push you, Teddy. I only thought of it.
You don't think at all. You really don't. You just go helter-skelter, pell-mell into things.
Gee, don't get sore, Teddy. I don't want to wait another month. I didn't think you did. We got our license. Well, when you get your license, the next thing you do is get married.
I'm not going to get married day after tomorrow, Elwood. I just can't, that's all. I can't get ready. You'll have to call Dr. MacArthur and tell him it'll be sometime after he returns.
Okay, but that's going to be kind of awkward for me. Oh, I don't mean telling him, that's all right. But I'll have to move into that house alone and get my practice started. I don't see why we couldn't move in together.
Well, we can't. Not now. Don't look at me that way. It isn't my fault, Elwood.
I know, Teddy. I'm sorry.
You're always sorry. You do these harebrained, precipitant things, and then you're always sorry. I wouldn't mind one mistake, but you keep making the same ones over and over. You never seem to learn.
You don't have to get sore, Teddy. I said this was a tentative arrangement with Dr. MacArthur.
Do you suppose Paul would make a mess of things the way you always do?
Now, don't bring Paul into it.
No, but just examine it, Elwood. Haven't you bothered to watch the way Paul does things?
Well, sure, he...
Doesn't it teach you anything?
Teddy, you're always throwing Paul up to me. They're different people. He's been around more, maybe, and he's a very smooth guy.
But you don't try to change.
I'm not going to try to imitate somebody else.
I'm asking you to use a little good common sense, Elwood. You don't have to imitate anybody. But Paul would never have bought a house for his bride without consulting her. There are more important things than bargains, Elwood.
Well, sure, I
know.
And
the last thing in the world Paul would ever do would be to come and tell his fiancée that he'd made all the arrangements for the wedding. It's just tumbling and clumsy.
Well, there isn't any call for you to get sore at me.
You hurry me and corner me and force me into things before I'm ready.
I'm not trying to force you, Teddy. Gosh, I don't understand you. I thought you wanted to get married. I've got a license in my pocket that you signed right along with me. Doesn't that mean anything?
Well, of course it does, but...
But what? It isn't just this time, Teddy. There's always something wrong with every plan I bring up. There's always an excuse or a reason for delay.
You hurry things so long.
All right, maybe I do, but... Gosh, if you loved me as much as I love you, it wouldn't matter. You'd be as eager to get married as I am, and you wouldn't feel you were being pushed. But, well, that's okay. I know what's really the matter now. Paul.
Don't you say a word against Paul.
There isn't any such person.
What do you mean?
You put a guy on a pedestal with a halo around his head, and he doesn't really exist at all.
Don't you dare say things like that.
Look, I think Paul Barber is fine. I like him. But nobody can be the paragon you think Paul is. If I have to stand up beside him and be measured every time I do or say anything all the rest of my life, well, it won't work, Teddy. It just won't work. I'll grant you, Paul's a man of the world, and I'm not. He's a flyer. That's very dashing. I'm a dentist, and that isn't. But he's your father, and I want to be your husband. I can't be both.
He's my father by adoption.
Does that make a difference? Oh, I see. I guess I am kind of dumb, all right. You're in love with him.
I love him, Elwood, and I'm grateful to him. Of course, I admire him with my whole heart. I always have and I always will. And if you want to put the wrong interpretation on it, go ahead. Doesn't matter to me what you think.
That's pretty strong, Teddy. Just what do you mean by it?
I mean this whole thing was a mistake, Elwood. It's time we both realized it.
I see. Well, not much left then for me to do. Except go.
But you're invited to dinner, Elwood.
Oh, sure. I stumbled into that the way I stumble into everything. Tell the barbers for me I'm sorry. Tell them I couldn't stay.
Elwood.
It'd be embarrassing, Teddy. It'd be those long silences at the table because you and I haven't anything to say to each other now. I won't bother you anymore. Good night.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. Have you tried Bactine?
The answer is yes for our neighborhood, Mr. Barton. We've not only tried it, we use it. That means quite a bit more, you know.
Yes, it certainly does. Did I understand you to say neighborhood? You mean all the folks in your neighborhood use Bactine?
That's what I mean. And I'll tell you how I know. You see, I discovered Bactine this past summer. It took the misery out of mosquito and jigger bites like nothing I'd ever used before. Then I read the directions and found out Bactine's many other uses and tried it out. And, well, I thought Bactine was such a wonderful product that all the folks in my neighborhood should know about it.
So you made a little survey.
Well, it was more of a little neighborly gesture than a survey. Some of the folks were already using Bactine, and those who didn't know about it said they'd try it. Now we all agree it can't be beat. Like you say, Bactine is the ideal family antiseptic.
Yes, friends, that's Bactine. Discover for yourself its many household uses. Try it. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine from your drugstore on our Double Your Money Back guarantee. If Bactine doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and all-around germicide you've ever used, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and double the full purchase price will be refunded to you. Here's the family again.
Teddy, dinner's ready. Oh, Teddy, Elwood, dinner. Elwood's gone, Mother Barbara.
What in the world?
The whole thing's off, Mother Barbara.
Is hay fever getting you down right now? Do you feel miserable with a cold? Get those bright red tablets in the bright red package at your drugstore for quick relief from hay fever and cold discomfort. I mean Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N. Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Tabsin gives you a dependable antihistamine for the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabsin also offers fast, effective relief from the headache that so often accompanies hay fever and cold. Yes, for real relief from hay fever and cold misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Tomorrow, Chapter 20, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.